boys and motherfucking girls, welcome to the hottest. Oh wait, I can't say that this week. We got a special guest on the podcast. We got the hottest podcast today. Say what's up to the people, Lo.
yo, what up, podcast people? It's the one and only legend of winning, aka Lo. You know what I'm saying? I'm here with my people. I don't know why I'm a special guest, because I damn near talk to at least one of these niggas every week. So I don't know why I'm a special guest. It just don't make no sense.
He talks to one of these niggas every. He talks to one particular person almost every.
We haven't talked
about one of these though. Niggas. About to say, Lo don't talk to me.
I don't know. He hits me up just about every day. So.
Oh my god. I talk to
work. Exactly. He talks to B.
No, I do talk to work like once a week.
Bro, we haven't talked in a month, bro.
Oh like
two
my months. Nah, stop.
Why y'all long distance relationship?
Stop.
The only okay in the group chat. You're talking about the group chat. Okay. All right.
Bro. Exactly.
In the group chat. That's crazy.
Exactly.
It's been already been on a Discord hiatus, bro.
Been making music.
Bro, you taking a gap year.
he blamed it on making music. That's why he hasn't been in there.
He's been Discord lockout right
he
now.
He said, bro, I've been busy.
he went dark mode. Zero dark 30s in Discord for his music. Okay.
Sure. I just be busy. I'm trying to get that paper. That's all I try to do, man. That's all I try
that's
to do.
Fact,
you know?
That's a fact. Anyways, welcome. Welcome to another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast, garnering over 1.2K listens across all audio platforms. You know what I'm saying? We're growing a little bit. But that doesn't count the YouTube people. Shout out to the YouTube people, because they've been showing up the past 2 weeks. I believe the last one just reached 1,000 views today. So shout out to the YouTube people, you know what I'm saying? A little back-to-back
congrats,
action.
Congrats.
Thank you. We got the crew with me today. We got Dom, Wordu, Justin. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What up?
What's good?
All simple right, good, good job, Justin.
Good job, Justin.
Oh, what's up, boys?
Simple and short. I was reading. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir.
But honestly, nothing really happened in the NBA world this week aside from
the everyone getting COVID. Every player getting COVID. Yep.
16.
Like, that's about it.
16 players. It says.
I swear, Kyrie
it's not.
Psychic,
it's not
bro.
Even. It's not even like just some scrubs off the bench. Like Jokic got it. Malcolm Brogdon got it. But.
That must explain the weight loss. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, but we can only talk about a few to get it, but oh, also Vince Carter retired. That's
how was weight loss is simple.
Oh, shout out Vince Carter, bro.
Yeah, Vince Carter, dude, he officially retired. Yeah, facts.
Man, shout I'm sad Carter. His last season couldn't go out normally. He had to go out in an abnormal situation. That's tough,
bro. It didn't hit him that it was his last game till like the last quarter of his last game. It was like, oh shit, this might be it. Like that's tough to
do. Then you had D Wade doing a whole world tour last year with his retirement.
But that's D Wade though. That's D Wade. I mean,
only certain level players get that treatment. You know, hey, Paul Pierce didn't get it.
Yeah, he wasn't that good. He wasn't even good as Paul Pierce. So yeah, nah, come on now. Can't get it to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shout out to VC though.
Shout out VC, bro. But yeah, we can't. Like you can only talk about the return so much. Until it actually happens. And I already thought about bringing in guests to the podcast like 2-3 episodes ago. But we're going to try to have as much as we can from the NBA community. Because, you know, it's pretty rare for the NBA community to at least, you know, with the... Not the 2K side of things, but like me, Lo, like Jimmy High Roller. If we can get Jimmy, that'd be crazy. But, you know, that side of shit to get together. But... shout out, Lo, bro. How you been, bro?
I've been good, man. You know, just working. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to, you know, get my paper. You know what I'm saying?
I see you, bro. You
know,
I see you.
Just, you know, I'm just out here just trying to stay busy. You know what I'm saying? Low key falling in love. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
relax.
You know how that go, but you know, I've been just trying to stay busy. You know, be a good representation for the youth out there. You know how that go.
You doing a good job, bro. That is.
Thank you, man. You know, but, it feel good to be, you know, acknowledged. You know, some other people, you know, they just don't acknowledge me, but you know, it's cool.
You special guest. You special,
cool,
special first
cool.
Guest Seki.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh shit!
Jeez, hey, Wordu, how you been this week, bro? How's the music shit going?
Man, I've been good. Just working on a music video for, you know, an upcoming song that me and my boy are working on. Oh, shit. That's coming soon, you know. No, yeah, Lord, I'm making moves.
Can we get a sneak peek, yo? Can we get a preview?
Hey, we tried last week, bro, but he was a little camera shy, you know what I'm saying?
Let me hear some bars. Let me just hear the hook real quick. Send the hook.
I think it's going to give you six words of the hook.
Put me on the spot, girl. You put me on the spot.
The EP's out already, bro. Just give us one hook.
The EP is mostly songs on my SoundCloud already. I just released it to have something, you know. To keep people, you know.
Give us a hook, bro. Give us a bar. Give us a bar.
If you need, if you want me to spit a hook, it's $25, bro.
I'll send it to your Cash App right now. What's your Cash App?
What's my Cash App?
I'm sending it right now. Look.
What's up, YouTube people? It's your boy Legend of Wordu, aka Lo. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Let's Keep It a Buck.
Legend of Wordu.
King of Deflections, boy.
Oh, God. Legend of Wordu.
We're not getting a preview. Yeah.
Just been working on music shit. And, you know, it's been slow. I'm not doing. Don't do me like that, Lo. You know. Okay. I ain't going to get into it.
Oh, 52. Shit. He flipped.
This man flipped it over. Nigga said backwards, nigga.
I'll sing it for 52. Let me pull up your SoundCloud.
Damn, bro.
I'll sing it for 50. He said, I do karaoke for $50.
Damn, we're
on it down.
Justin.
Damn, he's still not shaking, bro.
What's up?
That's 52. Not gonna do
You're on crack. What are you thinking?
I'm going to let y'all wait. I'm going to let y'all cook. You know what I'm saying?
That's a Patreon exclusive, apparently.
Oh man,
how you gonna name a price and then deflect once some of it off of the
page? Yeah, I said I'm gonna give it to you.
He over doubled it, bro.
You see how they be doing me, YouTube? This is how they be in Discord too. They just be treating me like I ain't shit. They know I'm that nigga.
What you mean? You said give me 25.
He meant 25k. 25k.
You said, and I quote,
you want 25 in it?
Nah, I would have 100K for a verse.
2500.
Hey, 2500. He about to do the whole song, nigga. He about to do the whole song for 2500.
Yo, low key. Hold on.
We get a Zoom concert.
Head ass. Need to pay the bills.
Yes, sir.
Still nothing. Crazy. Dom, how you been this week, bro?
Man, I've been good, bro. I've been good, bro. Just buying views for me and Wordu song, doing the most, trying to get that to 500K. You already know, bro. Yeah, man, got a bottom plate.
Gotta
get the numbers up there, bro. Gotta get the numbers up there. You already know.
But what are the numbers if they're not real, though?
Hey, we ain't gonna talk about that. Numbers are numbers.
Headass. Justin, how you been this week, bro?
What day is it?
Saturday.
That sounds like a working man right there. You don't even know what day it is.
I'm doing good, bro. It's the weekend.
That's facts, bro.
I went to the beach.
Went to the beach today?
Yesterday. I got burned.
Hope you wore a mask.
The usual. Of course.
Yo, did you wear sunscreen this time?
I put it on my back, but I forgot my legs, and they, let me tell you, they're on fire, all right?
Bro, the last time me and this dude went to the beach, this man put tanning lotion on because he didn't have sunscreen.
Yeah.
That would make it worse.
B-Soul's girlfriend gave me tanning lotion to put on. It smelled so good, but it did not protect me from the sun. It did not.
That would make it worse. But, yo, how does that feel? Because I don't know what that feel like.
I'm about to say, we're doing low. Yeah. Have y'all ever used suntan?
Didn't use it that day.
I got the African skin. I don't need to, bro.
It's kind of like a rash. You ever had a rash?
So it's like a heat rash?
I don't know.
That sounds horrible.
It's like a rash, but wherever the sun was.
No, that's not.
That shit look like it hurt just from looking at it, bro.
Yeah, that shit hurted.
That's crazy. And they call us colored people.
Oh, man. The worst part is I'm still just as white as before.
So you just peel your skin and then you go right back to being white?
Yeah.
That sounds like some snake shit, bro.
That's crazy.
Before your eyes.
That's crazy. Because that'd be no point of that. Like, why would I get
blood? I wasn't going out there just to like get tan. I was going out there because I don't know. I like going to the beach, hang with my friends. Some people just go out just to tan, but
But some people, you know what I'm saying? So if you go out there to tan, that means you got to constantly tan.
Yeah, you got to do like an hour or two a day or something. I don't know. No, that's crazy.
That's dead. I'm definitely not doing that. I got to get keep
getting burned. You don't need to.
Yeah, trust me, I don't.
So. You don't need to.
I got melanin baked in. Crazy. It's going crazy.
Stop.
I got a couple stop.
Why are you wearing a mask?
Hey man, you gotta stay protected at all times, Dom. All right.
You saw this dickhead.
You're in your house.
Safety's number one priority, Dom.
It's airborne, right?
Jesus Christ.
Oh man. Airborne. Yo, you saw this dickhead Jabari Parker walking around with no mask? After he tested positive? He tested positive. Yeah, walking around with no mask.
I forgot he tested positive. Yeah.
He's probably thinking, hey, I can't get it. I already got it, you know?
Yeah, but he's a dickhead because that means you're not concerned about spreading it.
Yeah. You're just out here being living your best life like an asshole.
Rudy Gobert.
I mean, if I was him, I wouldn't care either. Have you
when he did that shit with the mics, bro? Oh my god. Everyone was
to be fair, you didn't know when he did that.
That was a bold ass move, though.
To be fair, it was real dumb to do.
He's still dumbass.
Wait, so did they confirm that how Donovan Mitchell got it was from fucking Rudy rubbing his face? Like, was that? I never looked into that shit. That shit was so stupid.
I don't know if they confirmed it, but it's just like common sense. Like, if your teammate had it,
and he more rubbed likely, your face.
Yeah, more likely that that's how you got it because your teammate had it. You know?
I mean, their lockers are beside each other. That's something that came out too. Their lockers were beside each other.
Yeah, I mean, he was probably in the back going crazy, doing dumb shit too. So.
Yeah.
That's probably how you got it. That's probably good. That's how you got it, though.
I'm surprised he's the only one that had it. Well, no. What's his name? Nah. They tested Moutier, and they said he didn't have it.
Dude, they test everyone, right? They tested everyone that's going to Orlando.
Well, they're testing all the teams. No, that's why so many players are popping up.
I think they already have.
So many cases of it's popping up now.
Yeah, they said they tested 302. That's not everyone, but that's a good portion of them. But even though it was like a lot of names, like 14 or 16 names, out of 300, only having like 14 or 16, 16. Is actually a pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's only like 5%.
Hey, man, we got to do what Trump says, bro. Less testing means less results. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. So, nice.
If we want to lower these numbers, just don't test. Just don't test. Bro. It's that easy. Is that
45
easy.
Doing 45 things, you know what I'm saying?
Because you know your point is terrible when Wordu is agreeing with you. That's how you know you're wrong.
No. But I don't know. I feel like I feel confident though that the NBA gonna come back because the way that everything like set up right now, I'm actually kind of excited.
They already have the schedule.
Yeah, so I'm happy for that. Plus,
I feel bad for the Nuggets.
That check gonna be crazy. You know what I'm saying? That check. I'm
setting up. You know what I'm saying? Little set action for the slam.
That check gonna be
must be nice. Must be nice.
And then that June check looking crazy already, bro. Nice.
That's yo, you know what's so crazy? Because once the regular season ends, this little like 8-game thing, whatever they got going on, and then it's going to pivot to the postseason. Then it's going to pivot to like off season stuff, like drafts and free agency. This is going to be like a month and a half break, and it's going to go right back to the next season starting in December, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey, it's Guap City, bro.
Louise.
Might be A&P low before we know it. Just saying.
Get up there real quick.
It might be A&P low. You know what I'm saying? I'm signing it, A&G. It might be A&G low for a second. I ain't gonna hold you.
Hey, speaking of A&P, bro, how's it been living with Agent and shit, bro?
Man, it's been great, man. You know, I don't know. I think a lot of people know, but yeah, I've known Agent for like quite a while. So it's been great, you know, just getting to know him a little bit better and stuff like that. The house is so big where we ain't like really getting in like nobody's way and stuff like that. So everybody can still like create content, get together on the main floor, kind of collab, chop it up, talk it up, chill and stuff like that. But it's been great though. It's been great. I think it worked out best for everyone, you know. I'm helping out with his stuff. He helping out with my stuff. I'm being a bit more personality based out there and stuff like that. So everything been working out.
That shit working. That shit working too.
Yeah, I can't tell. You know, it's so funny. Like a part of me can tell, but I can't really. Like I'm in that infant stage where I'm like becoming more recognizable, but it ain't really been monetized to the full extent yet. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, D-Souls. Yeah, bro.
Because like with us, we were doing voiceovers for years without showing your faces. For years, So if but, you show your face, they're going to be like, who the fuck is this? I don't really give a shit. Just give me the information, but you're proving in the right way, bro.
That is true. That is true. So yeah, hopefully everything continue to pan out. You know, podcast doing well. Every now I show my face on AMP videos. People start recognizing me more and more. But I'm really trying to be more personality based. That's really what it is. You know, for years, like you, even both Dom and Wordu, people like encourage me, like, oh yeah, you should be more personality based and shit like that. But you know, it's hard to do that shit doing NBA videos that ass. Cause I want to be taken serious, but then like niggas think that I'm funny if I just start cracking jokes in the middle of the shit. So that's kind of OD. But
yeah,
you gotta find that balance.
When did agent decide to move down there? Was it just last year?
Yeah, it was last year. He was in the middle of a whole bunch of other extra stuff. A lot larger because you know his lease was up in Toronto, and they wanted to move down to Atlanta to make it easier, or move to the States to make it easier. And in the beginning, we were going back and forth trying to figure out where we were going to go. At first, it was Las Vegas. Really, I didn't want to leave Atlanta. So really, he was talking about Las Vegas and Texas, and I was like just keeping it a buck with him. Like, I ain't trying to leave Atlanta. And on top of that, I was like, yeah, keep it a thou. I'll keep it a buck. You know what I'm saying? I'm crazy. I was in the middle of signing a one-year rental with another house. Like literally saw the house, got approved for the house, and the paperwork was in my email address, and he said he'll be willing to come down to Atlanta. So I had to scrap that, and then literally for the next 2 or 3 months I was looking for stuff, and then we just happened to stumble across a really, really good house, because we had problems at falling getting a house for a long ass time. Anybody out there, make sure your credit score is on point. And make sure you have a white friend so they can be a representation. But you know,
that's major key, bro.
That is key.
He ain't lying though. That's remember in Discord, he was in there asking us what houses should he get. It was like a good week or two span. He was just asking us, bouncing off us, like different houses and stuff he had planned to get.
But that was just with y'all. I had found the house I was going to move into probably in March, and in March or April. And I didn't actually move out until last year, June. So basically this month last year. So it took me extra like 2 or 3 months to just find a house that was be willing to like accept us. Like we got to the point where we was about to either A, throw the entire year up front, or B, just rent out multiple houses and stuff like that and just live close by one another. Like that was like really, it was getting to that point.
So was it difficult because you had to explain to them that you guys were YouTubers? So they're like,
Part of it was, I mean, because I'm pretty sure, like, a lot of people, it's kind of hard to explain to them, like, financially what we do and stuff like that. But I think the biggest problem was just, I mean, honestly, we were just black. So it was a few houses that we went to go tour, got approved, showed them the credit score, bank account statements, all that stuff. And we were all, it was yes. And then as soon as we started giving over our private information, like IDs, social security number, all that other stuff, it was all of a sudden it was a no. So I don't know. I'm pretty sure age had to do something with it as well, but it was like, it was a yes all the way up to that point, which was kind of weird and telling, but you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is, man. Yeah, the renting shit has been bugging me the past 2 days with houses. Cause you or I fucked up my fucking housing for next year. So we've been
doing this. Why? What happened? What?
So usually when the school year starts, I live on campus.
It's just easier
with my situation.
Yeah.
So this year, because of COVID and shit, they're cutting down the amount of spaces from like 6,000 to 4,000. So they're cutting out 2,000 spaces, and I already had a room reserved. So they're like, all right, they're going to reset everything, and there's going to be a reapplication. And in the reapplication, they're prioritizing freshmen, transfer out-of-state students, and then returning out-of-state students. And then in that subcategory, they're prioritizing sophomores, juniors, which is my group, and then seniors. So now everyone's like, so in the category, that I'm in, a bunch of people are looking for off-campus housing like 2 months before the school year starts.
Yeah.
Or else I'm going to have to drive an hour and a half one way every day to get a class.
Damn. You got to do what you got to do, though. I mean, I was, being honest with you, I was damn near doing that when I was in college, because I used to drive all in the south side of Atlanta to the east side of Atlanta, and I would, on a good day, would probably take like an hour. So, I mean, you got to do what you got to do if you really, you know what I'm saying? You know, not me, though. That's why I dropped out. But, you know, if that's what you want to do. That's what you got to do, bro.
I might take a gap year.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm calling it as well. I'm calling it a gap year.
I know MJ2K all day took a gap year, but he went back to NYU.
Yeah, I'm taking about a gap year, two or three or four or five.
Maybe four.
Maybe four or five. But I'll just say, I mean, if you close to doing it, go and finish it out. I'm close to finishing too, and I haven't finished it out, but you know, I'm just not the right person to talk to about this, because there's absolutely no way I'm not doing it.
Yeah. But I'm happy shit with agents working out with you.
Yeah, man. It's been great. Financially beneficial and everything, bro. It's been good, bro. And plus it's always good to have people in the same mind state with you too.
Yeah.
Always.
It's very important. Very, very important.
Dude, why you still got the mask on, bro?
Like, bro, you're in the house. It's so weird.
That shit is so hot. Pause.
Okay, all right. But yeah, I'm be honest with you, because like, especially like, I feel like that low-key can hold back a lot of people. Like, if you're not around the right type of people, that shit start rubbing off. You start doing some dumb shit because the people around you just view that shit as acceptable. Yeah. So yeah, you just put yourself right in the right people before you know it, bro. You making the right moves, being forward and like, you know, progressive and shit. You know what I'm saying? Buying Jaguars and Teslas. You know what I'm saying? Sunlight.
Subtle flexes.
Sunlight. You know, sunlight. Sunlight.
Nah, it is always best to put yourself around people with this, at least that has your vision or can see your vision, that'll push you to be the better you. You don't ever want to be around people that just are content seeing you slacking off, or content seeing you fucking up, or content seeing you fuck up with them because they fucking up. You always want people to want you to do better for yourself, just because, not because there's benefit in them either, just because they want to see you strive. Those are the best people to have around you. Just, I found myself in a way better mental space when I had people that I could communicate with that wanted me to be better because they wanted to see me do better, just because that made them happy. Just seeing me doing better in life and seeing me accomplish my goals make them happy. That's the best people to have.
Because I think freshman year of college, I got stuck with a group, because they force freshmen to stay on campus. And I just got stuck with this group that they used to party a lot. You know what I'm saying? They didn't really, not really serious about shit.
We remember Freshman Be Souls.
Yeah, Freshman Be Souls.
I was on Snapchat like, what is he?
Fresh
is
Souls.
Be Souls? Okay. Be Souls out here getting lit for real. Okay.
Hey, the first time I got elevated, bro. Oh my God.
That was so funny.
Yo, my roommate had to walk me back to my fucking room.
Swallows.
Yo, yeah.
This dude was making snaps in his room, singing R&B songs in the middle of the night. Bro. So I'm like, yeah, Biso's done.
I was just around that crowd that would peer pressure me and shit. But once I kind of separated from them, started focusing back on YouTube. It's a little
fuck
growth.
Them niggas though, low key, fuck them niggas, bro. I can't stand niggas like that.
Peer pressure niggas are the worst.
It ain't really, because you can peer pressure somebody positive, but nigga, if you're doing bad, then like, fuck.
But it wasn't even like direct peer pressure. It was just like group peer pressure, if that makes sense.
Peer pressure, bro. Fuck that.
Like, it'd be like a group of five of us and they'd be smoking. So I was like,
but that's the thing. Like, if I was smoking, I'll just be like, yo, if you don't smoke, then I ain't gonna do it around.
Yeah, not even that. I'm not gonna ask you to go. Like, if it's five of us and we all know we about to smoke and you don't smoke, we're not gonna ask you to come around. Like, with me, I don't like people around me who don't, not I don't like people around me, but I don't want people around me who aren't going to smoke. Like, it defeats the purpose. It just, it feels weird.
Or do put a cigar away.
You've been flexing that for like the past 5 minutes.
Yeah, fuck them. What is that word? No, wait, I hate niggas like that. Fuck him, bro. That ass. Keep it up.
Oh, Lo pulled the mic out?
I've been at the mic the entire time. What the hell?
Well, I couldn't
He's
see
just
it.
Leaning I'm back. Angry. I'm just leaning back. Fuck,
just
man.
Kicking back, chilling, man.
You don't know me like that. Okay,
it's audio etiquette. You know what I'm saying? I was looking at the card for a second.
I found which Jaguar I wanted. Let's put the order in. Put the order in. I'm done, bro. I'm chilling now.
Hey, Rudy, what you hiding, bro? What you hiding?
This man low acting like he doing a 106 in Park interview, bro. with the mic in his hand.
What you mean? This is what it is. I don't know where my stand is at, so this is what I gotta do.
Hey, I got cool. You lost your stand?
Yeah, I don't know where fuck. I ain't gonna hold you. I have boxes like all these hats right here. Like, what the fuck? All these hats. I just ran into them.
Gosh, that shit
dropped. I literally just opened the up box,
clean it up. It don't matter.
This nigga thought he was real smooth when he did
it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the maid'll get it. That shit crazy.
He's on his Bobby Schmurdy
light bag. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
Is it just you two in that house?
Hey, real quick, who's the funniest person in the house?
Nah. It's it's agent, agent, Waleed and I, and the funniest is man, it's clearly me. It's clearly me.
I think it might be Waleed, I think.
Waleed. Oh, word, shut the fuck up. It's
whatever
not
his name is. What's his name?
You don't even know his name.
Waleed.
Waleed. So Waleed is agent's editor, but also like really, really good friend. They've been friends.
Oh, okay. Friends
who's agent?
Agent is a 2K YouTuber who has
okay.
He's a 2K YouTuber has like over a million subscribers.
And who's low?
That's me, nigga. What?
I was about to say
what? This man Justin.
Justin, mute your mic.
I just watched two of your videos, please. Bro.
This man Justin a living Q&A.
But yeah, that's ridiculous. But yeah,
Don, what was the question?
It's clearly me. Now he said who's funnier. It's
the funniest in the house. I say who's the funniest in the house. Come on, he says it's him. I'm like, okay.
That's just mad disrespectful. Why would
you? Okay. I mean, you should feel like you're the funniest though.
Should he?
Who's the funniest in this Discord, in this Zoom call?
It's me again, nigga. Come on, why are we?
Oh, I think we all know that, Justin.
It's not Justin.
Yes, Justin.
We all talk to you for the most
part.
Yes, you know
we all know it's not Wordu. Like that's what we all know.
How
we
is
all
it know not, it's not me, Alex. Guy? How is it?
No, I'm not gonna lie. At points, Wordu would carry the VC, bro. Because once Wordu would leave, sometimes. That shit would just...
The whole VC would be done, down, bro. I'm trying to saying. Tell y'all niggas, bro. I'm a Discord Hall of Famer, bro.
Looking like Jason Kidd out here, bro.
First of all, y'all, listen, coming from somebody who just sprinkles his time in the Discord, he's not the reason that motherfucker died. He is that reason because he's in there the most.
Exactly.
The Discord dies whenever somebody like lower Bezos join.
Thank you.
And then
thank
50
you.
People come in,
and then everybody drops out,
and then leave. They be them niggas. The niggas is never in there. They should be muted, and they just be in the thank chat, you. Just wanting to hear these niggas talk. Then thank they leave. You. It's like four people in there. And
I will get word of this though. Word of he'll have the regulars talking.
Oh yeah.
That's yeah. And I'll give you credit. That's actually. Maybe a little bit more
you,
value.
You want to say something, bro?
that maybe say that,
from agent Lo. Thank you, Lo. I appreciate your love, Lo. Why you hate? Well, Dom always hating on me, bro. I don't know.
What you mean? I gave you the compliment. What you mean?
He said I'm hating on him. Look, I give you this. You definitely will get everybody in the Discord who's in there all day with nothing to do. I give you that. Yeah. You have them niggas on lock. Everyone that's just in the Discord. Just all day doing a homework, sleeping. Like, them niggas just being there. Like, yes.
You a homonitor.
But, like, casuals, like, just the casual niggas, oh, they pop up when Bezos alone join. Like, that. Nice. They be like, oh, Bezos are here? I'm going to join real quick and not say nothing. Just listen.
There was
to
literally
talk.
A nigga in there yesterday seeing how much I inspired him and shit like that. I was like, man, say less, bro. Say less. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't going to lie. Shit changed when Lo took over the Discord. That's when it was a shift.
It did.
Because Lo took over the Discord and started dropping his link to all his fans, and then they start going in there and just, oh my God.
It was so AIDS, bro.
I went on that shit. Oh that shit said Lo Discord, and all the memories just started hitting me. I'm like, yo, the humble beginnings, and now it's the Lo. What's going on,
bro? Oh, wait, it shifted in a bad way?
Bro, I went from being the fake Dom 2K to everyone saying, who is this? And then Lo going on with it. I'm like, yo, all right, son. All right, bro. I'm good. I'm going to head out. This is just toxic.
I'm trying to just make it.
It was a bunch of yes men It was a bunch of people just waiting for Lo to say something to agree. Like, I'm like, what is this? Like, this isn't the VC I know. The VC I know is trolls. These niggas is yes men.
Like, that's all trolling, bro. All trolling.
That man Lo will be like, man, I don't really think John Stockton like that. You know what, Lo? You right.
Pick and roll, that's man, facts, though. That's facts.
Listen, I ain't gonna lie.
That's facts, though. That's facts.
Is he lying? What is he lying about?
Listen, I was an adamant member in calling John Stockton overrated for a minute in that Discord. Niggas always said I was crazy. So it was turning into Low Discord. Everyone got John Stockton overrated. I'm like, okay, what is this? Yeah. What's going on here?
I ain't even know Wordy. This nigga Wordy just gassed. He's like, yeah, that's about right. That's about right. I ain't gonna hold you, though. That shit low key. Like on some real shit. I don't know why, but that, like, people think that that's cool, but it's fucking, it's hard. It makes it harder for me to make videos because of that shit. Because I don't really
know. You don't know if you're saying the right.
Like, exactly. Like, it just sounds like an echo chamber. So I don't know, like, if what I'm saying is actually true, or if it's a hot take, or like, I'm just saying shit that niggas disagree with. I'm getting to the point where I might just start paying Twitter pages to put up polls. So I can try to figure out like how people really feel. But that nigga John Stockton low-key is overrated, though.
Bro, the majority of your videos are very informative.
We know that.
I know they're informative, Wordy, but it's harder to come up with the concept of a video because I don't know what the general public believes. Because if everyone on my channel and Discord and Twitter and, you know what I'm saying, if everyone just surrounding me, if I just say something and like everyone's on the same page, it's like, oh, okay. Then it's really hard for me to come up with, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard for me to understand what the general public believes.
If you want to know what the general public believes when it comes to making basketball topics, and as dumb as it sounds, just use the NBA Twitter fucking hashtag. Them nigga, you get a lot of fucking.
But even then, it's kind of agree, because I do that sometimes. I just go on Reddit sometimes, but it's still just hard. I mean, honest with you, it's part of the reason why I stopped talking to B-Souls, Jimmer. Even B-Souls, no, there'll be times where like we both thought about the same video at the same time, and I'm like, one of us just gonna have to just take it. But then it's just like, if we just keep saying the same shit over and over again with one another, it's like there's no, not I want to say conflict, but there's no growth mentality thing. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I had to, like, stop. That shit kind of OD.
I didn't do that, but what I did was, I'm be honest, I stopped watching a lot of the NBA YouTubers.
Yeah, I stopped doing that, too, yeah.
Because, like, I did that as went on my subscription page and just, like, for my own good.
Yeah.
Like, I still watch their shit when they pop up, but, you know, just to have an original idea off the top of my head and shit.
That's a fact. That is a fact. Or I just start watching other shit. Yeah, that is a fact. That's a fact.
Or y'all niggas better listen, bro. Pull a KD, make burner accounts and go out in the world, bro. What you mean?
I thought about doing that too. Guys. I'm not gonna keep it a bean with you. I thought about doing that shit too.
Hey, I'm being dead ass.
Make a Wiggins account and then like just try to convince niggas that Wiggins is actually really good to see how many niggas bite on that.
Just make burner accounts and go out.
I swear, Dom makes it his mission to mention KD at least one time an episode. Why do you always do this?
So the nigga that brings LeBron up, the guy that's that we was talking about, who are we talking about?
Blake Griffin.
This has been the same for the last episode. Hey, yo, we were talking about
Nikola Jokic. This man brought up Blake Griffin and Kristaps and step back.
Like,
into the combo.
He's better. What? It's in the context of basketball.
That's not the point. We weren't talking about him, though. You just brought him out of nowhere. Literally nothing about him.
All I'm saying is burner account and KD go hand in hand right now. It's still like a relevant thing. We were talking about Jokic and you brought up who's better between Porzingis and Blake. I don't know how that goes hand in hand. Exactly.
B-Souls, next topic.
Anyway.
Next topic.
Next topic.
Next topic.
Every episode.
It's pretty rare for two NBA YouTubers to be in the same room together. You know what I'm saying? So. Lo, I'm asking you this from one peer to another. I'm saying little peer to peer right there.
Oh, man. I know you wrote that down. I know you wrote that down.
I'm not gonna
lie. One peer to another.
That's how I know you're writing it down, bro. Go ahead. Get your shit off.
Yeah, no, but we've been in the community for a couple years now. What do you think about the state of NBA YouTube right now? Because I was talking to Nick Smith a couple weeks ago, and we were just talking about like how different it was from 2 to 3 years ago, just like how it's evolved or something along those lines.
I think in a positive sense, I think that the conversation has become a bit more fluid, at least with like players and stuff like that. I think maybe 5 years ago it was, or maybe 3 or 4 years ago, it was probably too taboo to like say something about a player. But now I think more people are more open to say their opinions about it, especially if they can just have things backing with it. Yeah. But also on the flip side, I don't know. I feel like it is going to get to a point where people just suck dry content, and then it just becomes harder to create content because people just run through the same shit over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Like I think that's like potentially problematic, because especially during the off season, if you're not making videos specifically based on the season at hand, then it's just going to be OD. It's going to be harder for you to make content out of it. So you're going to have to become more opinionated. You're going to have to become more. It's going to be based more off of what actually just going on, because there's nothing going on. However, and on the flip side, I do believe that aids the people who are willing to like stay part of the community, because there's only going to be a certain amount of people who's going to be willing to continue to make content. If you're not making content, then you're going to eventually fall off. You don't have the ability to do so, then you're going to eventually fall off. So I think it ends up working itself out, but I'm definitely fearful of like people just running through topics just so they can just say they uploaded a video.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed too. Like some people have a weekly schedule, and it's not really like they're targeting to make certain type of content. It's just to upload on that specific day. And
yeah,
like what can I make a video about, even though if the idea is not really fleshed out, which is fine for the people doing that. I mean, if that's your hustle, that's your hustle.
Well, yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I think I learned that like there's a lot of things that, because I think there are certain things that like me and you will talk about, or this thing that me and MJ have talked about, and he made a video out of it, or you made a video out of it. And personally, I would have never even thought that video would have been entertaining enough. But then I start to realize that we look into the game way more than probably the average person does. So the information that we may gain from having conversations with one another, to them, that's new information. You know what I'm saying? But if me and you had the same conversation about, because like I think one of the videos that MJ did was about like hand checking. If me and him had the same, we had the same conversation and discussing the same thing over and over and over again, and eventually he just made a video about it, and it actually did really well. To me, that's not a new concept. Like I wouldn't dare make a video about something like that, because it's like it's already been fleshed out. However, for a lot of people, they probably never even thought about making videos like that. So in those regards, it's good. I don't think it's that bad, because I'm in a house with 2K YouTubers, and I'm around them and stuff like that, and them niggas still content ideas like damn near every week.
Oh, that's all the 2K community is. It's a bunch of Steven ass niggas, bro. Like it's been like that for years.
But at least 2K is like something where it's not really like with NBA, there's a history that we have a pool to get out of. Like with 2K, you're actually making something happen. You know what I'm saying? Then it can change dynamically depending on how the recording goes.
Nah, it's people will just straight up steal.
Yeah, like, people just true.
Word for word. Another.
They would literally steal your whole title, change the thumbnail a little bit, change the color behind it, and be like, it's there.
Yeah.
Like, agent can drop a video saying, here, crazy jump shot, blah, blah, blah. And then 2 days later, random YouTuber here say, crazy jump shot, blah, 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 is the same jump shot. Yeah. Literally, they go the same format. He just changes up the script, change up the thumbnail. 2K is the worst with it, bro. The 2K YouTube community is terrible.
In those regards, I'll give it to the NBA community, because we don't do that at all. Or even if someone does do it, it's really hard to get away with it. People are going to notice it immediately. Like, it's really hard to get away with something like that in the NBA community. And I think a lot of it just has to do with, like you said, it's a pool of history. So when somebody makes a video about Jimmy Butler, and then somebody else does it, it's like, well, you're clearly making the same video that somebody else just made about Jimmy Butler. So it's like, it's very noticeable. And I think in those regards, I think that our fans and our supporters and viewers, they hold people accountable to it. Because I've even done it accidentally where
people be commenting on my show. Someone already did that.
How am I supposed to know? But B, and also it's like, even if it is, it's not exactly the same. It may be like a slightly different twist, but people will just say something. In the 2K community, they don't even say it. They just act like...
They just let it go because we're used to it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But, one thing with y'all is, one thing about, I would say about like the NBA YouTube side of things, and I was going to ask, I had a question about that. With you guys, it seems like if someone does, like if you, like you say, you mistakenly made a video, if you do that and people point it out, y'all have no problem going and being like, oh, well, I'm going to give my credits to such and such and such about making this video. I didn't know. Like, I don't mind owning up to it or, like, getting ahead of that shit. In 2K, in the 2K community, them niggas turn a blind eye like, oh, man, what? He did a what? I didn't even know who that is. But he has 5 million subs. I ain't never heard of him. Who is that? Like, they act like it's impossible for that to happen. They act like it's just impossible for two people to come up with, well, for someone to take someone's idea and, like, not give them the credit for it. Like, it's but crazy.
Do y'all think that's because I know the NBA YouTube community specifically started around 2015, 2016, around there. Like, that's when it really became known. But the 2K community has been around since, what, like, 09, 10? So is it because... 2K's a longer platform that
I mean it's a bigger community
ideas and shit, and that's what I'm scared about with the NBA community, I guess.
The niggas will literally sit there, and again, let's take an example for Agent. He made a video where it's like, these are like me making me playing with Kobe in every single 2K, where he'll do like, he'll have the little thumbnail. I don't know if you've seen it, where he's holding every 2K.
And someone stole that shit. I've seen 5 different YouTubers steal that shit.
And it's not only that somebody steals it, but then they just run the fucking idea to the ground. So then it's not even like somebody else can fucking do the idea. So it's like, if I created the idea, but I can't even really benefit off of the idea because you just sitting there leeching off of the idea that I created, and it takes a while, but now you half-assed doing it and you just throw a thumbnail and title next to it that people can confuse it as mine, or you just throw a thumbnail and title to it because you know that the thumbnail and title is what really gravitates people to the views, and you just run the idea to the fucking ground. And that's
how we talk. Oh, go ahead.
That's happened since I've been here, and since we moved down here in this house so basically a year. That has happened to Agent at least 7 times.
I'm not gonna say his name because I mean we ain't gonna get all that. But the dude literally just posted probably a couple days ago or probably a week ago the beating Kobe in every 2K channel. Like same stacking 2K shit like that. I ain't gonna say his name, but yeah, he literally just like I just seen that shit today in my suggested. Like he beating. I seen Agents. You using Kobe in every 2K, then I see his beating Kobe every 2K, like this, like bro, that's 2K.
And didn't you say someone did that shit with your flight video?
Yeah, what's the nigga name? What's his name? I'm looking at right now.
I seen that shit. Was it
I know you were trying to follow up that flight video with the.
And you know what's so crazy? I already had the cash video prepped to do it, right. And the nigga did it, and it was a half-ass video. And the crazy thing about it is, I was like, I'm gonna let the little nigga eat. You know what I'm saying? Like he can go ahead and go crazy. But the messed up part about it is, he did the video, and he just did that video and a few other videos, and he was done with it. He didn't even follow up on it. So how you copy somebody else's shit? And don't
half-ass
even
it.
Make you half-ass. Because they seen it was lit, bro. Like, that's what it is. They see it was lit and they take it. And it's funny because I told you, like right when you, like around the time you posted, I was like, bro, wait until Cash reacts to it. or one of them fucking two hype niggas react to it. And I think I said, I was like, bro, Cash probably gonna ask you to make one for him. He's probably gonna say some shit in the reaction.
And so that one. Was the other funny part about it. Then Cash asked me to make it, and he still did it. The other dude still did it.
Well, did he know about it? I know it doesn't matter, but
yeah, he knew. But he well,
bro, I know Cash said it in the reaction. Like, yeah, he said it word for word. At the end, he was like, "Yo, okay. Whoever did this, make one for me. I want to see mine compared to Flight." Like, he said that in the video.
And then not only that, in the dude in the his name is Maddox in his fucking video. I don't give a fuck.
Doesn't he use your content? Didn't he use your shit?
That's fine,
shit?
Yeah, in the video, he acknowledged that he got the ideas basically mine that he's using. And again, if he had, it's not even really that. It's A, that he half-assed because the video itself, I'm pissed off because it's like, yo, I could have made that video way better. But then once he did it, he uploaded those videos. And this was 3 months ago when he started doing it. He uploaded for 3 months in a row, then he just stopped uploading, and he just started uploading again for the past few weeks. So it's like, bro, like, you did all of that and then didn't even, like, you didn't even do it justice. And that's a video where it's like, same thing with the 2K stuff, where you just like, oh, I'm playing every 2K. Like, those are videos where it's like, it's a moment in, like, YouTube culture type shit, or in the 2K community or NBA community type shit. Like, it's a moment. It's a video that people will continue to remember moving forward. You half-assing those type of videos, it doesn't do anything for anybody. You literally just put bullshit in content. It's ridiculous. But again, on the 2K side, I mean, NBA community, like, I just start doing back up the evolution of this whatever position.
Yeah.
I did that. I literally started that last year, and nobody picked it up. And that video got the evolution of the center position got like 600,000 views. Yeah. Nobody, and that would never happen in the 2K community.
Yeah, because I know if I made that video, everyone would shit on me and say I was ripping it all low.
Exactly.
Not even because no one would say something, just because 2K niggas don't care.
But there's people in the NBA community who don't care though.
Yeah.
there's definitely people in the NBA community.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so
it's not as much,
but they definitely exist.
Well, you prominent though.
Oh, they're prominent. Hold on, let me see what you pulling.
The head ass.
That nigga not prominent. Hold on. Let me see. That is not prominent.
All right, so while you look that up, Lo and Bezos, I have a question for you two from an aspiring NBA YouTuber.
You said
aspiring. Aspiring, yes. It's not expiring. Fuck y'all. Not expiring. Fuck you niggas. All right. Aspiring. Aspiring.
He's just been shaking his head past
time. Y'all know what I'm trying to say, goddammit. Someone who from outside looking in, who wants to do some type of content like that. How do you feel? What do you guys feel be like the best ways for the NBA community on YouTube to grow? Like, what are some ways you feel the community grow? I mean, it's still relatively new. It's still relatively young compared to 2K's, Madden, like the other communities on YouTube. I'm going to go through the list, but what ways y'all think the community could grow?
I mean, are you talking about the whole community in general, or just how you could grow in the
community? No, not me growing in the community, but just the community as a whole. I don't know why I said someone who's aspiring to be like y'all. I don't know why I said that, but just the community as a whole growing, like to get more eyes on the NBA YouTube community.
I think as a community, we have to pivot into building brands instead of just being voiceover people. Because if you can look at the NBA community and be like, oh, MJ2K all day is a part of it, Lo is a part of it, I'm a part of it, Jimmy Hiro, we're getting to a point where we're not just voices talking about facts and shit. People watch Jimmy Hiroler videos because Jimmy Hiroler put it up, not because of the information he's putting out specifically, even though that's still a big part of it. But we're getting to that point where brands are becoming more important, and Rusty Buck is capitalizing off of that too, because he kind of built his channel already off of the whole face cam shit. So when people watch, so now when Rusty uploads a video, he gets a consistent amount of views because Rusty Buckets uploaded a video, if that makes sense, not just because of the topic he's talking about. So yeah, I think we just have to be more brand based than what we were in 2016, 2017, which I think
we're
striving towards.
So yeah, same thing, showing faces and being more brand. I won't say brand friendly, but you're basing it more so on the brand. I think Korzenwa's moved into that space recently because I saw him do something like AT&T and stuff like that. He's worked with ESPN over the past year. So stuff like that. Kenny as well. Kenny the fourth.
Shout out Kenny, bro.
Yeah, Kenny. Yeah, he's doing
Kenny been putting in work.
Yeah, he's working with a House of Highlights and Bleach Report and things like that. So yeah, just being more personality based, showing your face and trying to identify more so the individual, more so than the information. But for me at least, it's trying to also in that same realm build credibility. Because I think that could definitely be something that separates us from everyone else, or at least separates the better content creators from the ones who are, like you said, expiring to be like us. So like if you're able to build some type of credibility with the content that you create, and that's always going to help, and people can come to you for reliable information, which again is a problem. I think that was a big problem I saw this past year, is that information was just being tossed around and people were just saying shit and not really knowing what they were talking about. And this year was like the first time that became like a real problem. And I'm not talking about someone giving their opinion on something and it was drastically different from my thoughts. I'm talking about people, or even people may have given their opinion, but their opinion was based on incorrect information, or people just genuinely stating things that just were not true, or clickbaiting their way. Like Rebound Central, like he's just a garbage ass fucking terrible.
Put it out there. Let him know.
They can just create trash content. Yeah. So like shit like that.
But he doesn't even voice record his own shit. Like he has a whole ass operation. Like he has an editor, he has a thumbnail person, he has a person who writes a script, a person who records it. So it's just this one dude controlling like this scheme in the back. It's not even like one person.
That is true, but he was pulling in so many views. Only because the thing is, just knowing how YouTube works and what sponsors, unfortunately, they don't necessarily, a lot of people are still in the entertainment business are like behind when it comes to how to interact with personalities on YouTube and on the internet. So they don't even really identify, in their mind, NBA YouTuber is Mike Krzemba. Even though many people are different from that, that's what their idea is of NBA YouTuber. And so that's why I applaud Krzemba and Kenny and Jimmy High Roller, because at least at the very, very top, that's what you can have a representation for.
Yeah, you got some YouTubers. Good representation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you start having people like Rebound Central start blowing up and making content that's getting hundreds of thousands of views and millions of views, then that ends up being the representation of it. And now that's what sponsorships believe is an NBA YouTuber. Luckily, though, because of the NBA, you know, falling off or being postponed, yeah, like the nigga, he's not getting as many views as he is now. But as soon as it goes back up and the certain names are being played in the algorithm, I'm pretty sure his shit will start popping back up to where it once was.
It looked like it already is.
Yeah.
The past couple of weeks. But.
So shit like that right there irritates me. That's probably like one of the biggest pet peeves I saw this year, was that people were just dropping shit that I knew for a fact was trash content. And it's like, that shit should not exist. And Rebound Central was like one of the biggest people who did that.
Yeah, this year a lot of people were just making videos to simply make videos.
Make videos, yeah.
That's literally their only goal in it. It wasn't even to like, all right, I have this interesting topic I want to talk about.
No.
Or they were just thinking, all right, here's I gotta upload a video tomorrow. What can I bullshit in the next 24 hours? Which I'm not gonna lie, like at some points I've been guilty of that here and there. But I've been better with it, especially the last year. I'm trying to take care of my quality and shit. And it's been paying off. So.
Okay.
Shit.
Well, Justin, you still here?
So I'm guessing you looked it up, Lo.
You already know I'll say the names, but I'm trying to respect you. I'm trying to respect
that. Say the names.
I'm trying to respect y'all's space here.
You're disrespecting our space by not saying the name.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Nah, Bezos, I'm respecting the space. Bezos, give me that look. Like, right, chill out for a second. But those people know who they are, though. those people know who they are. Because honestly, I don't think that those people have they have a hard time sleeping at night.
I don't think they have a hard time sleeping at night. They're listen, that money. I don't think so. I mean, insecure. I don't think so.
I can go on Twitter right now and say niggas who upload trash content in the NBA community are the worst type of content creators, and them niggas would know who they are.
They would know who they are, but would they care?
They would, because then they would DM me, being all in their feelings. Oh, is that about me? Is that about me?
I think they care more about.
Thank you.
They
numbers.
They're more proud about making content as a living than the content that they make. If that makes sense.
And that's fine. I'm not. You know, that's what they do. But them niggas care, bro. They care deep down inside. They care.
They care until they see a check come in.
Lo, I have a question for you, buddy.
Oh my god, I hate Lo calling. I can't.
Nick, why do you have a cigar that you're not going to smoke?
That's what I'm saying. You brought it back up, bro. Explain now.
It's actually cologne. You know
what? You had us bamboozled.
Now, Lo, when you actually meet some of these people in real life, are they exactly how they are in their YouTube videos, or are they portraying like some kind of fake personality from what you've seen?
I'm trying to get this man arrested, bro.
And can you name?
Wouldn't that apply to me as well? Wouldn't that apply to me?
The deflection.
I mean, yeah, but are there any other? You know.
So, but what I'm asking is, are you asking for people who act differently like me? Because, like, you know
I think you kind of know who I'm talking about.
No.
I know who you're talking about.
I don't. There's a lot of people you could be talking about.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm asking, you know how I act on my main channel is different from how I act on Discord, on the podcast, and how I'm acting right now. So those are, okay, so that's what I'm asking. You asking like that type of different, or are you just talking about...
Yeah.
Like completely different weirdo niggas.
I mean, I know exactly
who he meant when he said that. YouTubers
that you've actually like talked to.
I know exactly who he meant,
or even met like in real life that at like they act a certain way, or they act exactly how they do in their YouTube videos.
I mean, there's always a level of entertainment that's being placed on it, but nothing that's so drastic that I tell myself I can't be around niggas. If I couldn't be around somebody, I would not be around them. But. Yeah. I mean, me and Agent, I mean, I've known Agent back when he was a much smaller YouTuber. So that doesn't surprise me at all.
And a much smaller person.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right.
We can make jokes.
But also, like this is my first time meeting Phantom over the past few months. He acts like he acts. First time meeting Duke over the past few months. He act the same way he act. Davis, Peter. All them. It's the same. I even met Troy Dan. He's much more calmer.
Troy I would Dan, hope so.
Yeah. So like, yeah, there's a level of entertainment that comes behind it, but no one is so drastically different that I can't fuck with them. No, it's not to that degree. However, I think that we don't even surround ourselves with those type of people, because when they do go out to 2K events, you can see the niggas and you just distance yourself away from them people. But the type of people that I've been around, no. Who they are in front of a camera is more or less who they are in real life. And even if they are a bit different, it's for the better. It's definitely not for the worse.
Yeah. I want to know Troy Dan's fucking mic setup, bro. That shit... Every time I watch a Troy Dan video, I'm like, yo, that's some crispy ass audio.
Crisp. Yeah. I don't know what his setup is, because he just came to the house and played 2K for 24 hour challenge. He just did that shit.
But I actually love those videos. Them shit's just funny.
Yeah. So yeah, he was over here, he did that. It's been a few other people, but like I said before, I think majority of the people who may act vastly different in public, you distance themselves. But I'm keeping it a bean with you as well. In the 2K community, at least, I don't even, from my understanding, it's still not even that many people who are like that. Because if we're being honest with ourselves, the people who make content on 2K are by default, they're not normal people. They're not, and I'm not saying it in a bad way, but I'm saying it in the sense of like, these are niggas who believed in themselves and did what they were supposed to. They just did what they thought was they were going to be best at, which is just playing video games. People like that, at the end of the day, they do not give a fuck what anybody else thinks. They just don't.
That's true.
They don't. They don't. They don't give a fuck. So it's really who they are when you meet them in person, when they are in front of the camera. A lot of it is just who they are. So it's not like it's a bunch of, oh, I'm flashy, I'm cool, I'm fly type of shit. No. Almost every single nigga I've met, niggas wear ball shorts and t-shirts because that's just who they fucking are. Niggas wake up, play 2K, go to sleep, eat all the regular shit that a regular nigga would do. It's just that they had the mentality to go out there and pivot from me playing 2K to now me making money for playing 2K. And when you get to that level of reassurance, you don't care no more. You legitimately just don't care what other niggas think about you at all. So I'm like that too, nigga. I don't give a fuck no more. I don't care. So yeah, niggas is cool though. And there's nobody who's weird or nothing like that. If anything, yeah, I'm the most different nigga from who I am to what you see on my regular channel.
I think I haven't met a bunch of YouTubers in person personally, but like every time I talk to any YouTuber, really, I don't see anyone that's different or at least like talk shit in private compared to how they do in the videos. I think a lot of the YouTube creators have good intentions. There's a couple bad eggs there, but
it's a couple bad eggs. Yeah, for sure. I think that's a good way to put it. People have good intentions, but even if they are bad, it's really based on good intentions, though. I really do believe that. Facts.
Yeah. Hey, Dom, you want to ask him the question?
Oh, my God.
Wait. What question?
Oh, my God.
Hey, yo, Lo, what you think of that Teyana Taylor album, bro?
Oh, no. I'll definitely ask you the question. Girl. We ain't talking about no goddamn Teyana Taylor. Fuck that. Hey. I'll ask the question. So, man, listen, bro. Oh, Lo, the people want to know. What's up with you and Pink, man? How's that relationship going, bro? Because coming from somebody who, listen, I've been in the Twitter replies putting your name in her shits, bro. Like I was in the beginning trying to put you on, bro. So I want to know. I feel invested in this. How is your relationship going, my guy?
Oh my god. Yo, man, it's good, bro. You know, we chilling, you know what I'm saying? She coming out. I'm trying to get the flight books around mid-June. I mean, mid-July, you know what I'm saying? Nothing crazy, you know what I'm saying?
That's mid-July, get her up out of there right before the NBA starts. I see how you doing.
You know what I'm saying? That's when the June check hit, you know what I'm saying? The June check hit, go
that
crazy.
That June check crazy, bro.
That June check is definitely crazy. But yeah, I don't know why the CPM went higher this month. I don't know why at all, but yeah, you know, get that June check, you know what I'm saying, go a little crazy, you know what I'm saying, and then, you know, fly her back out, show her a good time. You know, some women, you know, they deserve some breaks, you know what I'm saying. So
I feel it. So now listen, now this is a real question, because
if you want me to ask it, answer it seriously, I will answer it serious.
Oh, that wasn't serious.
No, that
answer
wasn't serious. No.
Answer it serious. On to the next question.
Seriously, I fucks with Pink. She's streaming. I've been watching shit for a good second. Mm. I support the movement, the girl gamer streamer movement and shit like that. And I just fought with. I fought with Hazel too. So you know what I'm saying? I just fought with him. Heavy.
That's cool. So there's no like.
So yeah, is it, so is it like personal?
Because you know? Because listen.
Is there something working behind the scenes? You know what I'm saying?
We talk behind the scenes, but it's not. I don't think it's as crazy as y'all think it is.
Oh, first of all, don't say crazy as y'all think it is, because the way y'all motherfuckers talk on Twitter make us think y'all about to get married, nigga. Like, stop it. But look, this is coming from somebody. Like, I follow Pretty Loves Pink since like 2K16. Like, I've known about her for a minute now. Like, since she first got started, she. Like, and it was hard for me to tell if y'all were serious at first or if it was just like, because she used to do the same thing back in the day with this dude, YNR DJ, that was in the 2K community that played 2K or whatever. Like, they had like the little flirty in public thing like that. But in private, they knew it was all for the entertainment. It was all for the jokes. It was all just fun.
So, you know, so crazy. I don't even know anything about that. Like, the only person I even knew she, or played up with was Soul Illuminati, but even that I didn't even really know about that until later on. So I was actually, I just watched her shit because I just watched it. I mean, keep it a being with you. It was somebody's vlog when they went to the 2K event, and I saw her in it, and I was like, oh damn, she looked good. What the fuck? And I just like figured out who it was, and then I followed and caught on one day that she was streaming, and I just watched her stream. But I didn't even know about the whole Soul Illuminati shit. You're the first person to tell me about this shit you're talking about right now. So I didn't even really know about it when I first started watching her shit.
I mean, I'm not going to say it was like, well, yeah, I mean, look, you got to look at the video. I'm just saying, like, it was like I said, in public, like, they made it, it was boosting it up for entertainment purposes, but in private, you could tell it wasn't shit going on. At first, I'm thinking, okay, so obviously, this is probably just, you know, this is just for the public image. But then she's dropping stuff like, imagine all the cute selfies we gonna take. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I'm about to say it, bro. Y'all trying to be Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie out here, bro.
She wasn't doing this with someone DJ. Like, this is different. Like,
I'm a different nigga. I don't know what to tell you, bro. I mean, look, yo, Pink, send me the dates, and you're getting flown out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
Hey, yo, on a side note, bro, I was watching The Last Peer to Peer, bro. when this man low ass agent, do you put a fat bag to add 2 inches on your dick, bro?
Yo, the last
that's the nastiest question I've ever heard, bro.
But hey, man, that's a real big nigga question, bro. That's a real big nigga question, bro.
Hey, vote these hoes and dogs. You do that?
I'm just here so I don't get fined, bro. I'm just saying.
Keep it a buck.
Keep it a buck, dog.
I personally don't need to do that. But, I mean, you know, presentation is everything.
Only reason why I did that was because I wanted to. I was measuring it because I got asked the question, and I ain't
you just had fucking, to know
exactly. It's been a while since I actually measured my dick. I was like,
I've never measured my dick.
See what I'm saying? Some people never measured it. So when a woman asks you that question, what do you tell them?
My immediate response if a girl asks me how big my dick is come find out. Like, that's my immediate response. Like, if you want to know, you're curious.
That should be the response, right?
Like, if you're that curious, come find out. Like, that's the word.
That should be the response. Yeah.
Like, I tell, like, I don't measure. Like, honest to God, I haven't measured. So come look and tell me yourself. Like, you find out. Like, that's my response. But everyone's not Dom. Like, Lowe's different. Dom's different. Alex is the same. But everyone else is different.
When you first talking to your chick, when she asks you that question.
Nah, she's not that freaky. Like, she doesn't.
She's a good girl.
Look at Justin pop out of nowhere.
You know, back in the day, what I would do is I would take a pic of my dick alongside something else. I would take a dick pic like with my dick next to like a remote control. That's what I would do. However, I am getting to a point where I can't just randomly send dick pics anymore.
Dick pics no more because you're low.
I've done that before.
What you mean randomly?
This man Low is out here sending random.
I feel like sending a dick pic right now, bro.
If the question of the vibes got to that point, then that's when I would send it, and I would make sure I sent it next to something. Because every single time when I would send my dick, I was like, man, I don't know why, but it looked kind of small. So let me put something right next to it so she know I'm working with the hammer. But I could never. It's hard to convey without
that word whose face.
Bro, with the hammer? Oh, Lord. Why do you talk like an OG, nigga? You're like my age.
I'm older than you. What?
I'm about to say, bro.
He's 69, bro. Older than us. Just turned 70 this year, actually.
He's older than us for a couple years. He got us by a couple years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's what I would do. But that's the only way I could figure out, like, you know what I'm saying? But I can't do that no more. Like, there's absolutely no way I can just start sending dick pics. There's no way.
Yeah, you're gonna be ahead like Draymond Green, bro. You can't have that.
Facts. So
now, I mean, do you have a stock in your camera roll to just send out? Or
another man?
I'm just saying, what's the methodology?
For a second, when I was younger, I used to keep three at least.
You got a top three.
Yeah, I just had an inventory. It's just real quick. I was like, you acting up. I'm about to send this shit real quick. Like, you just start flying it.
But, stay strapped.
But you giving that shit up like it's a fucking business card, bro.
I can't send it out. I can't send, you know, I can't have it in my phone anymore. So I guess that's what it is. So when I got the question, I would normally potentially send it, but I can't do that anymore. So I had to go measure it. And so when I measured it, I realized like, oh yeah, if I push the fat back a little bit, if I slim down a little bit, I at least gain another inch or two. You know what I'm saying? I get an inch on me real quick. Word, are you not feeling that?
Word was not feeling it.
Word ain't got no fupa.
He is not feeling this conversation.
Word, are you not feeling it? I'm just saying, bro, you would definitely put an inch or two on it, bro. If you slim down or push the fat back, you know what I'm saying?
But I don't need to push the fat back.
Every time I listen to that podcast, y'all end up talking about dick like for 20 minutes at some point. It's crazy. Okay, all right, this is some peer-to-peer action right here. Pause.
But that was
a pressing question. It's a question that, you know, all the thick chubby niggas, you know what I'm saying? We understand the struggle.
All the thick niggas of the world, you already know, man.
Facts. But yeah, that's
all the thick boys out here.
That's a fact. Matter of fact, after this, I'm gonna link up with her right now. As soon as I get done with this.
I thought you were about to say you gonna have a photo shoot, bro.
I'm like, oh man.
After this, I'm about
to say, yo, agent, can I borrow your camera, bro? Hey, yo, agent, give me the Sony.
Hey, I ain't gonna hold you. I was literally like, I was bullshitting. I went up to Willie and I was like, hey, bro, I need to tape measure real quick. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to go hang a couple of things up on the wall real quick. You know where it's at? He's like, oh, which one are you talking about? I think I might use a cloth one. You know what I'm saying? He's like, you don't want the regular one? And I was like, nah, I think the cloth one do me better and shit. And I still got it right here. Oh, no.
Stay strapped. If it ain't the pics, it's the tape.
Yo, this man's wild. If I send her the fucking like, I just like. That's me.
You just send her the link with the tape.
With a fucking tape manager like this, like, can you imagine? Can you imagine? That's me. Can you imagine?
Look at this man.
The cologne.
See, that's what I would do. I would get shit like that.
Oh my god!
I put it next to it. And be like, you know what it is. You know what it is.
Yo, imagine a girl asking you how big it is and you just send the picture coming like this, yo. That's tough. That's tough, bro. All right, man.
Is that all the pressing questions? I can't believe
I'm proud of you, Lo. I'm honestly want to say I'm really proud of you, Lo. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of the progress that you've been making these couple of months, you know what
I'm saying?
Can't
take this nigga serious. I can't take
podcast
this
going
serious.
Up, you know?
With that fake ass
looking like
smile.
You're doing really well for yourself.
I know the fake ass
from
I can't,
from me.
I can't take
this. No. From me to you, man, I'm really proud of you, man. We're like, for real, bro. Like, the podcast was doing good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got your life in order. You know what I'm saying? Priorities straight. So, I'm really proud of you, young blood. I'm really proud of you, man.
I think you say young blood.
I'm not older than him.
He had to fuck it up so
bro, you are younger than me, bro.
I'm older than you. Where do we been through this already?
Where do you're my age?
I've been through it. I ain't gonna hold you. If I can get this streaming shit situated, bro, man, it'd be straight. It'd be really on point, nigga. If I can get
don't you got a reaction channel?
Yeah, so crazy. There's some people who have reaction channels, but they just clip their streams and put it on their reaction channel.
Yeah. That's kind of what we're doing with the podcast clips.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like that'd be even easier. I can just react to this shit on fucking stream. And then,
only problem. Go ahead. I was about to say only problem with that though is let's say you do like, cause I'm pretty sure it's going to happen because you're like associated with people with a large number of fucking, like with a large following, and I'm pretty sure you're going to get your thing popping up pretty quick. only problem with having the going through streaming reacting is people taking those clips and posting them on their own shit and getting their own clout like that off of your likeness and just like not even adding nothing to the comp, like adding nothing.
Yeah,
to
the comp, I just ripping your shit off. That's
the only downside from it.
Definitely a problem. However, if I do it correctly, hopefully I can like just have it up is like as soon as the next day. But I know like on Your Rage, they be uploading that shit like literally hours after he had done shit.
I'm gonna say, yeah, like plug channels, they changed the game when it came to reacting. Not on like shit is not on YouTube. Even shit's on YouTube, they were still plugging that shit and posting
but
it.
But I think at some point it kind of redirected back to you. Cause it's like, yo,
yeah, it eventually does. Cause even Your Rage, he's like, I think it's his second channel, and his second channel still gets like really, really good views. But I mean, I ain't gonna hold you. The second channel, you know, I don't be up. I should definitely start uploading up on it more. I mean, it's already at 20,000 subscribers. Last two videos. Let me see.
I peeped a couple videos. They were pretty good. You know.
Yeah. I think people fuck with it too. Yeah, 21,000 subscribers. Both videos, I think, got over 15,000 views. So yeah, both videos got over 20,000 views. So yeah.
That's lit. Nice, congrats. That's lit.
First two videos, bro. That's really good.
Yeah, that is. That's really, really good. So people.
That's a good sign.
I see all the moves, bro. I see the lanes you're trying to make. So
I'm just trying to
bobbing and weaving.
That's it.
I was there when you was just voiceovering and everything like that, and to see you expand on what Wordu was saying, but actually being genuine. So you actually making good moves and
look at Dom, you know, man.
Actually, you know, making actual moves and stuff like that. Your whole podcast thing popping, with you and Agent, that dynamic is nice. I got the nice little good version of Skip and Shannon thing going. Love it. Love little dynamic y'all got going on. Skip, you know, and Shannon. Second channel popping, getting your reaction on. Got your little public relationship with your girl. I love it, man. Good shit. All I ask for is a little love on Twitter sometimes, but I mean, we ain't going to.
More love to Kobe than the homie Dom, bro.
That's crazy. Like,
yo, that man tweeted out, yo, bro, there's 15 people in here and they don't even know I'm Jack and all. Yeah, I was like, yo.
Yeah, wow. Like, you know, I mean, I don't mind showing niggas love and nothing like that. You know what's so crazy? With the whole pink thing, I'm actually like trying to talk to somebody right now, seriously. So
you have to cut that shit out. That's tough.
I didn't want to bring that up, but I remember you mentioning it before. I'm like, is that the same person or?
No, that's actually the person I'm about to go after this right now. I'm about to go link up, about to swing to Applebee's real quick. You know what I'm saying?
I see it.
So yeah, actually, that's what I'm texting right now. So yeah, so it's just because, you know, it's so funny. When I was up at real late, and I tweeted out, yo, I think I'm in love. Funny thing about it is that's who I was talking about. And then Pink.
Yeah, that's who I thought. I'm like, but then every time I go on Twitter, I'm like, is that still the same person?
Yeah, so then Pink woke up the next morning and was like, yo, is this love? And I'm like, oh fuck. Like, niggas is just playing off of this, and I gotta play off of this, even though I was not talking about that shit.
Right.
So less low key OD, but you know, I fucks with it. Yeah, just, you know, showing my personality. Y'all niggas know me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's about time that I started doing it anyway. I felt like I was selling myself short. And even when B Souls, MJ and I were talking, and he made a good point. MJ made a good point about like just going all in and shit like that. I was like, yeah, it would make more sense just go all in and try to figure out what's going, like what's what and shit like that. And so if I can just keep up with the NBA shit, had the podcast and the second channel, bro, the bank will be coming in. I might have to buy me another car after that. Shit.
Yeah, you in the right environment, bro.
Yeah, yeah, facts. Environment's
key,
facts.
Too, so.
Facts. Big facts.
Yeah, but y'all got anything else to say for today's episode?
Nah, man. I got all my questions out the way.
I got all my shit out, too.
I feel like Wordy want to ask me like a legit question. He thinks...
Yo... I'm not looking.
I'll save it for Discord.
I'll say you know you're about to be on some bullshit.
He told him to keep it a buck, but he can't do it right now.
Yeah, you can't even keep it a buck. Wow, where do?
And you
we co-host. PC now, yo. We PC now, you know.
When?
Nigga, you're PC.
I have to be PC. You know me, Dom. Like, I have to be.
Go ahead and say it.
Kind of restraining order.
What you think of Teyana Taylor's album, man?
Man,
all right,
next topic.
I ain't even hear it yet.
You didn't hear it?
No, I want to though. I fuck with Tiana. I liked a few of her songs on her last album.
What do you think is album of the year so far?
I really fuck with it.
Please don't say Lil Baby, please.
He's in Atlanta. What do you think he's going to say?
He's in Atlanta. You know, it's not bad. I don't even really like that many Atlanta artists like that, but I really do fuck with that Lil Baby.
I still got The Weeknd.
Uzi still got the best album of the year to me.
I got Don Toliver. I like Uzi too.
Uzi's album. And best song and song of the year, which is something I just heard like the other day, which I didn't even know was out, was fucking the Uzi and Wayne song, Multiple Falls. I didn't even know that was a thing until like a couple days ago. I got that's just that. Fire.
When did it come out?
It came out 3 weeks ago. It's still new. Bro, I'm not under a rock. I thought I was under a rock. Multiple Flows goes hard, bro. Like, Uzi came on that motherfucker like, okay, I got Wayne on here. I got to kill it. And Wayne actually... Deluxe? Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. I've heard
that. That shit is... Bro, that song is fucking... I love it. I bump that shit every moment I'm in a car, bro. That shit is lovely. Damn, this hating ass nigga.
Lil Wayne's raspy ass voice, I can't listen to it anymore, though. I respect Lil Wayne and his career, and like, you know, but it's just his voice is just...
Bro, Wayne had a couple lines in that motherfucker song. I was like, bro, Wayne is still Wayne, like, it's not gone. Like, I love it. I love when, because I'm a Kanye fan, so I know when a rapper leaves, he's not coming back. So Wayne is still there. I love it. He's still there.
Hey, yo, where
did you just stick to the Young Money radio shit?
Hey, Wordy, just checking. You still recording, right?
Yeah.
All right, bro.
Me too.
Gotta check with him every episode. Make sure.
That's what I'm saying, bro. He always got the hardest fucking track to edit every time, but it's all right, bro.
So, Lo, you got any questions for us, man?
I mean, I know I asked B-Souls before the podcast, but I was just trying to figure out like what was the end goal, because I feel like that's always been a It's always been a good tool that I've used, just like always trying to like have an understanding of what direction I'm headed into. So I'm not moving aimlessly when I'm making my moves, you know what
the
saying?
Angle of the podcast, you mean?
Yeah, the angle of the podcast.
Nigga,
yeah.
The angle of the podcast, 100 mil Joe Rogan style, man. That's the angle.
Yeah. Be
the
best. That's Spotify, man. It's crazy.
Be the best.
That's Spotify. Nah, but, wild.
That yeah, that's wild. Spotify bag as well. But I think at the end of the day, I think at least for me, it gets tiring to do scripts and shit. I just want to do more freestyle shit.
Are you still doing scripts? What's up with you?
I got to keep my thoughts in check. You know what I'm saying? I just think at least with the podcast, when I get to chill with people I'm comfortable with. And two, I can talk about topics that I don't... Like, you know what topics we'll get views on. On our channels, so I can talk about more weekly shit on here, and just kick it back, pretty much.
Like if you fold back your fupa to measure.
Yeah, like that's something we could talk about on here that he can't make a video on, you know. He said, you know, can't pull back your fupa to measure. I mean, for me, it's just. Just to have a good time, like just enjoy just growing, just enjoying to come on here every week and talk about whatever happens with these dudes is just the best thing to me. And just, you know, picking motherfuckers' brains and try to do better at what I got going on and what I'm trying to do, like when I'm not on here. For real.
I'm just in it for the content, man. I'm a content king, you know what I'm saying? I love discussing shit.
He out here
I love
getting
being controversial.
You know this man, saying, Wordu, so. Gets 3 comments directed his way after we hit a 1K, and he just superstar Wordu. Nigga turned Super Saiyan.
Can you imagine if Wordu make a YouTube channel, he gets 50K a video.
Oh.
Nigga just start, he'll go crazy. Wordu would lose his mind.
Man, I don't even have time for that shit right now. I'm focused on music right now, but if I really wanted
to. Oh, don't worry. The 50K is coming. It's just not, you're just not coming how you think it's coming. It's coming though. Let them know where
50K dislike.
You're gonna have to pay for it. It's not gonna be free.
Hey man, you gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Yo, I hate
doggy dog world.
Yeah, no, nah, but yeah, but I, for me personally, at least, I'm just trying to use the podcast to chill with the homies and grow my personal brand instead of, like I told you, instead of just being known for the facts I give out. But
yeah, that do be true though. That do be true. You feel like sometimes you begin Do you ever feel like there's a point where you feel like, damn, I don't know how much longer I could do this?
Oh yeah. I think a couple months ago I put on my community page, like, yo, this might be my
Oh yeah, you stayed in here last year, yeah.
Yeah, like this might be my D-Wade year because I just haven't, you know, got over that hump to the point where I feel confident enough to live by myself and shit. Like I still make good money for my age, but it's not to a point where I can, you know, buy my own house, pay for my own insurance. Shit like that.
Yeah.
But
well, are you pivoted from that since then? Are you still kind of, are you back on the fence?
I'm giving it one more big push the second half of the year. But I think at one point, that's also why I wanted to do this podcast, is kind of just pivoted to not pressuring myself to make it a full-time job, relying on the degree more, and just go back to doing this for fun, because that's why I started in the first place.
That is true.
And you gotta have backup plans and shit, you know?
That's good, bro.
You gotta have fun sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'll make it fun.
That fucking mic made that sound way funnier than what it was.
I ain't gonna hold you, though. I mean, if you're gonna be gone, that's gonna be kind of fucked, but because also, what's his name, stopped this year as well. Two people actually stopped this year.
MDJ stopped,
and so did Kane Loves Cali.
MDJ stopped?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. MDJ stopped.
Did he make an announcement?
MDJ did. No, Kayla's Cali. He just stopped uploading like 6 months ago, 6-7 months ago. He has not uploaded since. So I mean, because you know, honestly, out of all the 2K YouTubers, I mean, not 2K NBA YouTubers, MDJ was probably the only one that I would still frequently watch. To be honest with you.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yeah. So Yeah, so he stopped and so did Kane. But I mean, it's gonna be tough if you stop. But I mean, I ain't gonna hold you, B Souls. This is more views for me. So I ain't gonna hold you. I mean,
it's kind of tough. Attack the algorithms.
I'm gonna have to attack.
I'm gonna let you win if it comes to that. You know what I'm saying?
Because I'm gonna be a B.
I'm gonna let you ISO, bro.
Yeah, this is let me ISO. Just give me a, give me the ball and
I'm be in the corner. I'm be in the corner, bro. You know?
I'm gonna keep it about with you. When Kane stop, I ain't gonna hold you. That's when I was like, man, this might be a couple hundred thousand views just ready right for the picking, bro. That's crazy shit. But that shit gonna be tough. We already had a conversation though. You know. Yeah, about like, yeah, just try give another push, you know, attack it from a different angle and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Did MDJ say exactly why he was stopping?
He just felt, I think his main reason was he just fell out of love. Like he was doing it for as a job and shit. You know, which I perfectly understand. He's not the first person who said that.
Yeah, quite a few people have said that.
Yeah.
But he has a second channel now, so it's not like he just stopped doing YouTube in general, but the NBA stuff he stopped doing. But I mean, this is like where, like, at least interacting with Adrian and them came in, like, in my favor. Because my second channel, even though he's uploading more than me, my transition from my main to second, even though it was drastically different, has been way smoother than his. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, like that really benefited me, in those regards. But I mean, hey man, even if you don't want to, try to find a way to pivot or transition. I've learned over my years, it's always content to be made on YouTube.
Yeah,
always content to be made.
I think at this point, making videos is kind of ingrained in me, so I don't think I'll ever fully stop. But it's just a point of I gotta know what to prioritize and shit, because these student loans, this shit ain't no joke, bro.
Priority,
hey,
bro.
I ain't paying mine, so fuck it, right?
About to say, I still ain't paid mine,
right? And you know, so hopefully by the end of next year, I'll be done though paying mine. So, shit,
yeah.
Be debt free or crazy.
Yeah. Lo, if you were to do a collab video with anyone on YouTube, who would it be?
This is the corniest nigga.
Who would it be and why?
Or the next topic, collab video.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I'm just asking a question.
It's gonna be it'll be final question.
It'll be what's his name? It'd be Dean. It'd be Agent. Come on now.
Who?
Oh, Agent. What a cute Agent. Response.
Very, very.
Are you talking about somebody I haven't done one with yet?
I thought he said yes. Angel. I'm like, who the fuck is Angel?
Oh, no, it's an agent. Oh, if it's somebody I haven't done one with yet, either.
You want to hear my suggestion?
Either Dom 2K or Kenny, one of the two. King of the Four Quarter.
Yeah, I was going to say Kenny.
One of the two. Because I feel like I've worked with this. I've worked with B-Soul several times. Agent. I work with. Oh, Phantom. I might fuck with Phantom though. I definitely wouldn't mind fucking with Phantom. You're just on like on me and him type shit. But in the NBA community type shit, yeah. But I've worked with a few people though. Yeah.
Right.
I'm the glue of this NBA community.
This is the glue for the Elmers.
This is let y'all niggas know behind the scenes. I keep everything intact. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. You're a pivotal part, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Just let niggas know.
The community would not be the same without you. That's just a fact.
Yeah. Aww.
Just let niggas know back. You know what I'm saying? Just let niggas know. That's
you gotta give credit when credit is due, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just let niggas know. You know, niggas. Oh, we talking about? Did y'all talk about that bum nigga? Scott O'Brien. Y'all talking about that nigga?
What?
Who? Did y'all ever talk about him on it?
No.
Hey, that Twitter beef that Rusty Buckets had.
Yo, do I have to respect your platform?
No, you don't.
Bro, go all out, bro. This is basically your platform, too. Go all out, bro.
Oh, wow.
Go all, this is you. Low reacts. What? Let's go.
Hold on.
Let's get it.
I need that. Let's go.
I ain't gonna hold you. It's not like I'm trying to hold it a secret, but.
I ain't going to hold you. Part of me wanting to go on low reacts and go crazy, but. Yo.
Go this, crazy here.
Remember that time you did that shit with Flight Mike? Yeah. The wicked shit.
Yo, this fucking bum bitch ass nigga who always be in my fucking DMs telling me to fucking like some corny ass tweets of his and he wants me to share had the fucking audacity to challenge my check, nigga? Is he crazy, nigga? The fuck wrong with him? Nigga lost his fucking mind.
This nigga
lost my nose.
He really got up.
He said, nigga, a few $100. The fuck?
Oh,
lost your mind? Nigga, a few $100. A fucking vid.
When he said Rusty Buck has probably only made $5 from a 120K view video,
I was like, nigga.
I'm like, maybe you.
yeah, you, nigga. I can't fucking stand dumbass niggas who don't understand how YouTube works and all of a sudden, like, we're the ones who, like, shit like that. That's why when I say earning credibility, that shit should never fucking happen. Like, the amount of money that, and I'm not saying, like, everybody makes money, but there should never have been a moment where anybody should tell themselves that a nigga only makes a few hundred dollars a whole fucking month. That should never fucking happen. Shit like that is what I be talking about gaining credibility. But that clown bitch ass nigga talking about nobody makes money or some shit like that. Like, nigga, you nigga. The car I bought for my mom is better than your shit, nigga. The house I live in.
That's what
nigga.
I'm talking about, boy.
Nigga, the house I live in. The house I live in, nigga. Your apartment can fit inside of my fucking kitchen and living room, nigga. That's what I'm talking about, nigga. Your bum ass bitch ass.
Hey, low wanted to get that off the chest, bro.
It was outrageous. This nigga said something so out. It was just so deliberately disrespectful. And the fact that Rusty was going back and forth with him, like, oh no, I wasn't even like trying to study that nigga. But then what's even crazier, he hit Rusty on the wrong month. Rusty was on a fucking roll.
Yeah, Rusty's peaking right now.
Yeah, it was the wrong month to talk crazy to Rusty because he was just waiting for a nigga to ask him how YouTube going. He was waiting. He was just waiting. The nigga had all his receipts ready, nigga. But even that, this nigga said a couple hundred, bro. At my peak when I was getting 100 a video, 100K a video, I was making damn near 1,000 a vid. Like, I know this nigga wasn't talking to me about some crazy shit.
Yeah. He was just talking like he was entitled to success on social media just because he knew about the X's and O's of the NBA more than.
And that nigga can jump off a bridge, nigga. Oh, I give a fuck, bro.
You gotta put in that work, bro.
Yeah, and you know what's so crazy? What's so fucked up about him? He actually has he actually has something that could actually translate to a really good, like, yeah. Like he actually, like, yeah, like what he has is something that not too many other people can claim they have. Like that level of experience, that's really the only reason why I even follow him. I was like, yo, if he could really figure it out, he'd be a great person to follow.
He could be like in that B-ball breakdown lane, bro.
I actually think he can be better than, he can be greater than B-ball breakdown because of the fucking experience. But like, the fact that he would, like, the fact that he just believes that it's supposed to happen is just so fucking ridiculous.
And that he's entitled to it without putting in the work. But
it's just stupid as fuck. So that's,
and that I wouldn't even think entitled. He was just talking like he was better than us because
it was. And I'm gonna keep it all way of being. In some regards, his opinion should be valued more than a lot of other people's. But like the fact that he's not even willing to do it, because he was turning around talking about some. Oh well, he said some dumb shit like, I'm not trying to like clickbait my way through. I'm not trying to. I don't care about if I have the greatest audio, and I'm like, but that's part of it. Like, you're making a fucking video. Like, you gotta have good audio. You gotta have good quality shit. You can't just make trash shit and think that it's supposed to work because your name is Scout with Brian, nigga. Suck a dick, bro. Get the fuck out of here, bro. And definitely don't question my bag, nigga. You fucking lost your fucking mind, nigga. You crazy.
Only one that can question his bag is Alex Wardew. You heard it first.
You should stop questioning my bag too.
Hey,
when I get this Jaguar and I start rapping the shit in the matte black, nigga, you crazy.
As long as you're not putting these, you know what I'm saying, on the payroll, you know what I'm saying, and we good, God. You know. As long as you're not doing that, we good.
It's funny you say that. I'm about to tell you about that off camera tomorrow. Huh? Oh, it's funny you say that.
Yes, sir.
But that's it, though.
Venom.
Unban him. He was in it yesterday, so he unbanned. But that's all I had to say about that. That bum ass nigga who really just wanted attention. That's all he wanted,
though. And he got it.
And he got it, man.
He wanted.
He got all the attention.
Because it was rusty shit. Said everything I wanted to say. But y'all got anything else for this week's episode?
You got anything, man. Justin?
I'm good. I don't know much about YouTube videos, man.
Yeah, Justin's just the homie. He's the Parks of our shit, bro. You know the Joe Budden podcast. He's Parks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He in the back. He's
definitely Parks.
Every podcast needs one. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm gonna assume you're not talking trash about me because I don't know who Parks.
That's a good thing.
Okay. Yeah. I'm Parks. Then yeah.
I'd like to think I'm Rory. You know.
Rory.
Nah, but
no, you're Joe, nigga. Because no one gives a shit. Joe. You're a joke. You're fucking
definitely
annoying.
Definitely
be souls. Hey, Lo, thank you for coming on, man. That ass first guest on here. It had to be you, man. It had to be you.
Next week, we're having LeBron James on.
Yeah, next week you might podcast. Have to.
Look out, y'all.
This is stepping stone. You know what I'm saying?
So be back next week.
It's no problem. I don't know why y'all talk to me like I'm a guest, though, but it's cool, though. It's cool.
Very special guest in the building. We're the Breakfast Club. That's who we are. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God.
DJ Envy and Angela Yee.
Oh my God.
Stop.
Where does Mike
stop,
make
please,
that sound?
Stop.
Yes. Oh, do you got? I got one more thing for y'all. Do y'all want to know my hidden talent?
No.
Is it rapping?
That's not hidden, Low. I'm talking about a hidden talent.
Oh,
I can sound exactly like Mickey Mouse. Did you know that?
All right, so let's wrap this up real quick.
Next topic.
Let's wrap it up. You want to wrap this one up?
Hey, yo, let's not two birds with one stone word. Say goodbye to the people, bro. in your Mickey Mouse voice.
Wait, what you say?
Say goodbye to the people.
In the Mickey Mouse voice.
Yeah, say goodbye.
Oh, boy.
Like, why?
Hi, Dominique. You want to go to my clubhouse?
Oh,
stop. Oh, boy.
All right.
How did you even find this?
My nigga walked out. Don't you walk out on me, boy.
Hey, yo, I'm starting to have Wi-Fi problems, so we got to wrap this up real quick. it's okay. It might be Zoom. I don't know. But, yo, don't say goodbye to the people, bro.
It's been your mom's favorite midnight snack, people. Thank you for coming out. Lord. Thank Lo for coming out here. Giving us a little time of his very, very busy schedule, you know. You know, he had stuff going on. took time out your day to come chill with us. Thank you. Everybody have a good night.
Can't stand when y'all do that shit. I swear to God.
All right, Justin, say goodbye to the people, man.
GG boys.
GG's boys.
Don't want to keep low from this.
GG boys.
Did they say Applebee's?
That's what I'm saying. My guy got to roll up to Applebee's.
Special guest in the building.
Big facts, bro. All
right. Lo, you want to say one more thing to the people before we get out?
You know, just follow me on my socials, you know, so they're going to put it in the description or put it whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's everything at Legend of Winning.
Rex. All right, man. Thank y'all for coming out this week. If you made it this far, leave a 5-star. You know what I'm saying? Sub to the YouTube channel.
Bezos with the bars lately.
Y'all low-key skipped me, but it's all right, though.
You just said bye.
You said bye in the Mickey Mouse voice.
Okay. All right. All right. I didn't know that was it.
I word you on Snap at CEO Cheesekeet. All right. I did it for you.
Follow me on SoundCloud, Alex Wardu. You know what I'm saying? Music video coming soon. You know what I'm saying?
Check out his EP.
Know Christina.
Early arrival.
Systematic Savior of the Masses.
Low stop.
Systematic Savior of the Masses. Remember that was your fucking intro to everything back in the day?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
That is. All right.
Christina.
We're out of here, bro.
Dean.
I hate Low so much, bro. All
right. Yo, stop this shit.
Oh, my God.